What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I have said on this podcast and in my radio interview several times now that the Sabres have indicated that they do not want to trade J.J. Paterka. Their answer has changed. They are at least now listening on it. And I think that's recent. I think it's the reality of the situation. People know Paterka's unhappy and it's believed he would like to go somewhere else. And I just think that reality is sinking in a bit. I think the Sabres realize they have to at least look into it. And I think in the last little bit, it's gone from we don't want to do it and we're not doing it to we don't want to do it, but we at least have to look into it. I think it's kind of, if you're serious, offer us something serious and we'll look at it.
Okay, Elliot Friedman there on J.J. Paterka. Lots of layers to this, right? Which is, I think we all have heard everything he said there. J.J. Paterka, unhappy, would like to be in a bigger place, bigger market, bigger city is some of the things that have been, you know, reported or talked about. It's also losing, right? I mean, no one's happy when you're losing. Doesn't mean you want out when you're losing. I mean, Alex Tuch said, I want to be here, okay? Young player, has not won yet, and the frustration is boiling. At the same time, is his contract intersecting with that as a restricted free agent? I still listen to that. And I think part of me goes, okay, reality is we may have to trade him. They don't, though. The reality is they don't have to trade him. He's still their property. And they have a lot of different levers to pull here. They have different, you know, with certain contracts they can offer, restricted free agency, whatever. I don't even think JJ can kind of make it tough on them, but you don't want that to happen either. The thing I think about sometimes is Kevin Adams always saying, we want players that want to be here. But also, yeah, I listened to that through the end from Elliot Friedman. I'm thinking it's still less likely because he's basically saying, look, only give us really serious offers. We don't want to do this. So I think it would take a lot. I think it would also take the owner to sign off. And I think the owner really likes J.J. Paterka. And I think he'd have to kind of be on board with that. And there's been a lot of reporting recently. And we know that, you know, people say, well, the Sabres shouldn't have to run every single thing by Terry Pegula. I think something like this, they would. They probably should, and I don't know if he would be totally on board with that, right? How all that process would work. So it's a really interesting, maybe in some ways complicated situation. I think he's a really good player. I do not want the Sabres to trade him. If it does happen, they better get a really, really, they better get a better return than the, I'm not comparing the players, by the way, when I say this, than the Red Sox get for Rafael Devers, because it seemed like they didn't get much of a return, but you can't, you're still in a spot where you're trying with these young guys that you have in your team. And I know, shake it up, get rid of them. What have they won? Trying to make the playoffs. And you can't do anything that's going to make you worse. Like prospects, right? That makes you worse. If you're just selling off players who are good players, for players who aren't going to help you. We've been talking about the stadium. some of your favorite memories. Matt Bove joined me from Channel 7 a little while ago to talk about the stadium video series they have starting tonight on Channel 7 at 7:30 p.m. It was really awesome hearing him talk about some of the things we're going to see during that series. I put out the call for you, and a fellow Sal from Lackawanna chimes in. Hi, Sal. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Sal. It's a pleasure to call. You're a legend.
No, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you.
Yeah, so I've been to over 50 games at this current stadium, but my favorite memory had to be the 2021 wildcard game against New England. It felt like negative 5 degrees, but as soon as I went into the stadium, it was rocking because it was like the first playoff game, right, in a while. And, yeah, I grew up in the 2000s, so it was brutal. So going to that game, really nervous, especially since they had beat us in a similar weather conditions like a couple weeks prior to that. And then after that, we just appeared domination. Like, we, like, absolutely humiliated them. No pun, just a perfect game. But, yeah, that's my favorite memory.
I love it. And, you know, I think that what you said at the beginning there was right, Sal, which is, I was down there, too, and on the sidelines. Depending on how the game goes, you can feel a lot colder or a lot warmer, right? I think that as that game was going on, we are like, yeah, who cares how cold it is? It's a party in here, and we're all just enjoying it. And the heat of the warmth of the people around you celebrating made up for any cold that you had during that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I would do it all over again and again and again 100 times if I could.
No doubt. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, that was the same year as the Monday night game. The Bills lost 14-10. On Damian Harris' long touchdown run, the wind game, as we like to call it, where the Bills lost to the Patriots in that game where the Patriots only threw like 3 passes or whatever. And then the Patriots, for a brief period, had a lead in the AFC East, and the Bills caught them. The Bills go to Tampa the next week, losing overtime. Remember that? Then they didn't lose the rest of the regular season. They beat Carolina, beat the Patriots in New England for a monster game that they had to go to New England that night. And that day, and then that was the Saturday, I believe. No, it was a 1 o'clock game. And then, Sunday at 1. And then they come home to Atlanta and win, beat the Jets. And then, of course, it's set up for the rematch, the rubber match of that year. 47-17, the final score, is what we call the perfect game for the Bills. They just continue to score 7 straight possessions. They score touchdowns. It was great, right? Yeah, great game there. My first game ever I attended is one of the ones on my list, and it was also against the New England Patriots. And I brought up the strike year with Matt Bove. The strike year was interesting, and I don't know how many people went to any games when the Bills played at home with replacement players. They played that year, hold on, they played 3 games, 2 at home with replacement players. They played at home against the Colts and lost 47-6. Then 2 weeks later...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They played the Giants and won 6-3 in overtime. Yes, a classic 6-3 overtime battle. Then the strike ends. Bills go to Miami. They win. That was a thrilling win, by the way. 34-31 to, I think, this last year of the Orange Bowl there. But that's the year. That's my first game. And that happened in December that year. So the Bills are sitting at 7-6. They had one game off the schedule because of the strike. They didn't play. The Bills do not play. So they only had an uneven amount of games. They played 15 games that year, not 16. It's December 20th. I'm looking now. December 20th. They play at home against the Patriots. They have to win like the last two games to make the playoffs. And they come home against the Patriots and they lose 13-7. My first game. In that game, Sean McNanny had a defensive fumble return for a touchdown to get the Bills on the board, and they cut the lead to 6, and they couldn't score again. That was it. Final score, 13-7, Patriots. It was not like a aesthetically pleasing game in any sense, but I remember walking into that stadium for the first time, my first time ever seeing that stadium and the field. And actually, I should say the second time, my brother had played at the stadium as a high school senior like a month before that. But I mean, as a Bills game, walking into the stadium and seeing the snow, there was snow on the field. It was that one of that glaze of snow on the field. I remember that. Sat in the corner of the end zone. Bills lose the game. I actually have another memory for the stadium. I played at the stadium myself. I actually had an interception at the stadium. We played the 1989 championship, Section 6 Class C championship against Salamanca. I went to Cleveland Hill. And at that time, there was no state championship. Like the last game of the season, if you won at the stadium in the sectionals, you won. That was it. There was no, I think they started the state championship series a couple years later. So we never got a chance. I didn't play against like the Section 5 champion. That was it. That my junior year, last game of my junior year was at the stadium. And it was a great game, kind of low scoring. Remember the running back for Salamanca was a beast. His name was TJ Broll. Somebody listens like, oh my God, I know TJ Broll. Maybe TJ Broll's listening. Nobody wanted to tackle him on our defensive side. And I was a smaller dude and I got put in. I was more of like a part-time type of defender. I was a starting wide receiver, but part-time safety where they put me in passing situations. And at the end of the game, I go in at the end of the game and I actually had an interception to seal the game on the last drive for Salamanca. And that's a great memory for me playing at the stadium. And I remember the turf. The turf was not like today. It was this really, really hard surface that was like getting tackled on concrete. And it was also really hard, even more so because it was one of the coldest games I've ever played a football game in. So that's a memory for me. Bruce in North Tonawanda. Hi, Bruce. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. I can't believe nobody's really brought this up, but I'm a bit OG, so I'm a little bit older in age, if you will. But remember when the Miami Dolphins just beat the hell out of the Bills for a decade? And we finally beat them at our home stadium, and we tore the goalposts down, and the goalposts went up and down the stadium and so on, that's one of the, and I can remember Reggie McKenzie just pointing at the Miami Dolphins and jumping up and down and so happy that we finally broke another streak, of course. But that's one of my most fondest memories as well.
I love it. Yeah. First game, 1980. Thank you, Bruce. I don't particularly remember it. I was 7 years old when it happened, or six, I should say, turning seven that year, maybe. No, I would have turned seven already, but you know, I don't particularly remember it. I know it was a great memory. Another one was, for a lot of people, that was something they brought up with Matt, I'm sure. Another one was the Hail Mary that Roland Hooks caught against the Patriots. And that was early 80s. And that game, if I remember right, was not on television. It wasn't sold out because I'm pretty sure we were searching for it on the radio, if I remember correctly, and found it and listened to the game. And I remember Van Miller saying, it's tipped, and then caught by Roland Hooks. So that was cool. Another memory there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up your Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show. Good memories from you today here about the stadium. We'll look ahead to Sabres Live coming up next. One more segment on the way on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.